ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 1 चैप्टर 7 सन ऑफ जॉन पनिश टेक्स्ट नंबर
33
अर्जुन हिज आईज ब्लेजिंग इन एंगर लाइक टू रेड बॉल्स ऑफ कॉपर डेक्सटेरियसली अरेस्टेड द सन ऑफ गौतमी and bound him with ropes like an animal. After binding Aswatthama, Arjuna wanted to take him to the military camp. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, looking on with his lotus eyes, spoke to angry Arjuna. But Krishna said, O Arjuna, you should not show mercy by releasing this relative of a Brahmin, for he has killed innocent boys in their sleep.
Namagyanatamidandasyajanaganasalakayam chakshurushvatam jena tasmai shigurave namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam jena bhutale Svayam upakaramaya dadati sa parantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So there's a saying that the crime, the punishment should fit the crime. If someone if the administrator is too cruel, he punishes severely for a small offense, then that causes disturbance to the citizens. But if he's too mild and he doesn't punish, then no one will accept his authority. So there has to be balance between proper authority and chaos. There has to be authority, but that authority has to be proper. Otherwise, it just becomes anarchy. Anarchy means there's no authority. Sometimes people are disgusted with authority, and so they think anarchy is the best solution, that everybody will just act independently. But that creates chaos in society. So we have to have authority. Without discipline and some respect for the order, then the whole system breaks down. It becomes chaotic, so that even an honest person can't maintain himself, because everyone is cheating. There's no one to check the cheating. And those who are stronger, they exploit the weaker section, who becomes might makes right. Who's ever the strongest, they become right. That kind of society is always, there's always anxiety, because the one who's the strongest, he may be stronger for some days, but then he'll be overthrown by the next stronger, like animals. So in human society, we can know Dharma. Here the word is used by Sri Goswami, Prabhupada explaining in the purport. It's Arjuna's Dharma to arrest this Aswatthama. It's his duty as the administrative head. Now the war is over. He's the representative of his brother, the king. So it's his duty to arrest the culprits, those who are sinful, those who break the law. So Krishna will explain, what is the law? The law of the Kshatriya. Not that he kills sleeping boys. This is the most horrible crime. So unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, people have no idea of what is the real Dharma. And they become... they create their own religion in some way. They have the false idol in their mind of what is right, what is wrong. And therefore, the age becomes very disturbing. Manda sumanda mataya, manda bhagya upadita. There's no peace in this Kali Yuga. Everyone is in anxiety. At any moment, there can be terrorist attack. Nobody cares for Dharma. And so we are in a precarious position, dangerous position. Therefore, we should become very serious about making a solution. Not that we become complacent and think we can find a place. Maybe in America we'll come and we'll make money and enjoy life and we'll be peaceful. No, this is foolish. The danger is everywhere. The very nature of the material world is full of danger. Therefore, we should become serious about the spiritual solution. This is the bottom line, or the siddhanta, conclusion of the shastra is atata brahma jigyasya. Now, in this human form of life, become alert, become very anxious for spiritual development. And how do we know how to develop spiritually? Well, very fortunately, Lord Sri Krishna has personally come, spoken Bhagavad Gita, enacted so many pastimes, and even in the more recent history, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us the example as well as the teachings. Lord Chaitanya has given us the Shikshastika teachings. He's deputed or authorized or empowered the Goswamis and others to compile literature, Vaishnava literatures, on the do's and the don'ts of of the bhakti marg, so that we can be sure as we go forward progressively, we can have a safe step, every step, but not a leap, not that we have to jump over something and risk breaking our neck. No, we can go step by step according to our realization, and then we can take the next step. So we're all coming from the material side. Bhagavad Gita mentions the four class of men who come. The inquisitive, the those in distress, the seeker of wealth, and those who are searching after the absolute truth. So whatever our motive has may be, we come to Krishna consciousness. But with our intelligence, we should realize that we found the most valuable thing, that this philosophy is very authorized, very consistent, coming in the bona fide parampara, and therefore we should go forward. So going forward means that, first of all, we have to be honest about our position. If we're not honest about where we are now, then how can we go forward? So that requires our introspection. We have to see, well, what is my position? Just like one devotee, when he was first coming, he wrote to Prabhupada, well, now since I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I see that in my heart there's so many dirty things that I didn't know was there. So Prabhupada appreciated that. He said, yeah, this is the first step. You're becoming aware of how fallen you are. This is good. This is not a bad thing. People in ignorance, they don't know. This next door neighbor, this old man, he has no idea that he's fallen. If you try to sit and explain to him, actually, you know, you're in a fallen condition, he'll never agree. What do you mean fallen? I've done so many good things in my life. I've helped so many people. I've made so much money. I have a nice family. I'm not fallen. How can you say like that? So this is the disease. No one will admit that they're in a fallen condition. But by chanting Hare Krishna, coming under the authority of the bona fide spiritual master, then it becomes very clear. Actually, yes, it's true. I am fallen. Look at this. The spiritual master has kindly pointed out my defect. The chanting of Hare Krishna has made me see that my heart is full of dirty things. So now I realize I'm in a fallen condition, but by some good fortune, I still see that I can go forward. From any condition, I can go forward. I can get out of this fall. I don't want to remain in this fallen condition. Therefore, we have to have some enthusiasm. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, if we have enthusiasm, then we can preach. Then we can make progress. We have life. So we should have life to see that although we're in a very fallen condition, but the offer is there, we can come out, we can go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord and His representative. And therefore, it's a very uplifting message. Originally, you know, the initial reaction may be, what do you mean? This is not good. I don't want to hear that I'm fallen. But actually, it's a very uplifting message that you are fallen, that's true, But you don't have to remain that way. You can qualify to go into the spiritual world where there's no more old age, no more death, no more disease. This is your birthright. You're not meant to go through this cycle of birth and death. This is the disease condition. So don't be complacent. Don't be proud of your position. Take some austerity. It said that one who is proud, he can't perform austerity. Because why should he perform austerity? He's already well situated, according to his estimation. And therefore, he has no interest in austerity. Austerity for what? What do I already have everything I need. I'm already rich and famous and proud and qualified in so many ways, and people respect me. So why should I take any austerity for improving myself? I'm already perfect. I'm already well situated. Therefore, the business of a guru is to expose our false prestige, to oblige us to become humble. And we'll do the same thing. If we're honest with ourselves, then we'll see. We'll be alert for our own defects, for our own shortcomings. Now, this is the first qualification of the devotee, that he's alert for his own, disqualification, so that he can improve. Srila Bhakti said that Siddhanta was making that point about being angry. Yeah, first we should be angry with ourselves. Then with our relatives who want to engage us in their service. And then with the ordinary people, if we're so inclined to benefit them by our righteous anger, that also can be just like Arjuna is becoming angry here. It may not be perfectly transcendental anger, but still it's useful. Krishna's encouraging his anger. He's not saying you shouldn't be angry. He's saying, yes, it's right that you're angry because this person is a culprit. This person is a criminal. So without being angry, how will you arrest him and tie him up? So anger can be used, but it has to be done according to Dharma. So what is Dharma? What is not Dharma? That is a big subject matter. Therefore, we have to become qualified to find out, brahminical, so that we can know what to do, what not to do. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it mentions how those who are demons, they don't know what to do, what not to do, because they don't have any standard. Whatever comes into their mind, they'll just take that as their standard. And then they become bewildered because it doesn't satisfy them. And then they create some other idea and they do that. So we need to have the standard. The standard is here, Guru Sadhu Shastra. And then we can make tangible progress. Okay?
Maharaj, if someone will break law, break Dharma, so he should be punished according to Dharma or not necessarily? Like, you know, we should deal with such person according to Dharma or just like...
Yeah, of course. Otherwise we become guilty of breaking Dharma. Everything we should be done on the principle of Dharma. But the problem is we don't know what is the Dharma, what is our Dharma, what is not. Doesn't mean we can just, you know, if somebody does something, we can't just take the law into our own hand and go and beat them or something, like they do in India and these other lower countries, where the mob, you know, they just take the violence and they start killing people. You have to know what is Dharma. That's the secret. Even Bhishma became bewildered. What is the Dharma? And he's a Mahajan, one of the 12 Mahajans. And apparently he became bewildered because he was eating Duryodhana's food. But what to speak in the Kali Yuga? Nobody's eating sanctified food. And just on that point alone, nobody can know what is right and what is wrong. Because they're eating sin. Just like the President of the United States. Now he's in a bewildering, it looks like a bewildered situation, whether to go to war or not go to war. But he's confident that he knows what's right, but I'm not so confident because he's a meat eater and I would have to, you know what is it? What are the circumstances? Is he acting on a principle of Dharma? Maybe, I'm not sure. But otherwise, there's no solution. Without Dharma, there won't be any solution. It just goes back and forth. There'll be an activity, then from the other side, they'll also react not on the principle of Dharma, and just like going on with the Jews and the Palestinians killing each other, it goes on and on and on. You know, it's been going on for 50 years.
Sometimes devotee says that, well, we can see from Shastra even that Krishna, he was like, you know, he was, he forced Arjuna to kill Karna not according to Kshatriya rules and cheat Dronacharya by saying to him that you know, his son is dead.
And yeah, so what do they say? So what does your mind say? Never mind some devotees.
We have example that we can do also something not like, you know, if someone...
Yeah, because there's a higher Dharma, whatever is pleasing to Krishna, that's the ultimate morality. That's the highest Dharma. Sarva Dharma Pityaja Mami Kamsara Namaja. So find out what Krishna wants. If Krishna wants that Yudhisthira be the emperor, then he may say, yes, you should kill Karna. Where was Karna's Dharma when Draupadi was being made naked in the assembly? Why didn't he think about Dharma? Now he's asking for Dharma, but why didn't he think about Dharma then for Draupadi? He's supposed to protect the weaker class woman. Why did he talk about Dharma then? So that was Krishna's decision. So Krishna is absolute. So whatever he decides, that's the ultimate Dharma. That's our faith. The moralists, the smarter Brahmins, they won't accept that. They'll say, no, like the Jains, therefore they keep the broom, they sweep because this Dharma don't kill another. But that also doesn't, there's no solution because there are circumstances that aren't understandable. Except that God is a person and he wants it that way. That's the only solution. Oh, that satisfies your mind?
Yeah.
Still, the dilemma is, how do we know what Krishna wants? Therefore, we have to try to qualify ourselves to be open for Krishna's direction. Means we have to control our mind, control our senses, make a strenuous effort to not to be controlled by them. Then when we're able to live peacefully with our mind, our senses, we're not always being jerked around by them, dragged here and there by the senses and the mind, then in that position we'll be able to gradually hear what Krishna wants, become Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kanchati, then the Supreme Brahman can guide us through the agents of his spiritual master, his representative. Then he can help us to know at every moment what's right, what's wrong, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. There'll always be some mistake we can make until we come to this spontaneous point. But if we're honest, then we'll learn from those mistakes. There's a saying like that, right? If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So for us, killing us means that we give up devotional service. That's our conclusion. That's our definition of dying. Dying means I'm not going to become a devotee anymore. I don't want to be a devotee. But otherwise, if we have the determination we want to be a devotee, then whatever happens to us, even if we make a mistake, that should make us better devotees. Why not? Suppose we have a fall down, even a fall down, that can make us stronger. Then we realize, oh, before I was proud, I was thinking I couldn't fall down, I was thinking, but now I see, and others may also see, that'll make me humble. So there's no real obstacle in our path, only the way we accept it is the obstacle. That doesn't give us license or license, you understand? It doesn't give us license to act sinfully and think, okay, this way I'll become stronger. But if we do fall victim of our senses, our mind, then we have to take that as this is a lesson. Krishna's teaching me to be humble, and so I won't. Next time, I won't fall down because I won't put myself in this position where I am thinking I was stronger than I was or whatever. I'll keep myself in a more humble position. So there's a balance, especially for preacher. For the preacher, there's always some test: how bold to be for Krishna, and still to remain humble on your own account. And so, therefore, it's easier in one sense to be bhajananandi, just go away from everything. Go to the holy place. Don't see the face of the non-devotee. Don't see the face of the materials. And live very simply, renounce just bare necessities and chant Hare Krishna. But the devotee who preaches, he's even more magnanimous because he takes risk for approaching the conditioned souls. So we're in that line, Gostananandi, we're preachers. So we have to remain, you can say, on the field, on the battlefield, preaching, and there'll be some danger, there'll be some temptations, there'll be some, that's natural. Maya is more alarmed by us than she is by the bhajananandi. Because she can see that we can bring so many people to Krishna. And so, she'll test us. She'll try to stop us. I have experience like that. When there's a chance to do something significant for Krishna consciousness, then Maya becomes very active. She attacks. Prabhupada used that word, right? And we were giving class the other day. Prabhupada used the word attack. Maya will attack us. So that's... But that can make us stronger. Without, you know, any test, then we won't know what is our position. That's like Arjuna. Arjuna became famous because he fought in the battle of Kurukshetra. He was victorious. Then he was tested in so many ways. He showed his strength, his determination, his devotion to Krishna. And so he became famous as Arjuna, recognized devotee of the Lord. Juva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, they all have to stand a test. So we have to also, each one of us individually, today or tomorrow, as we make progress, Maya will become alarmed. Oh, this devotee is becoming powerful now. He's going to influence so many people. They're all going to give up my service. Well, let me try to break his resolve in some way. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.